We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, October 22nd. On a short week, the Buffs football team was back at the practice field on Monday, preparing for Friday night's home game with USC at Folsom Field. The Buffs have lost three straight following Saturday's 41-10 loss at Washington State, and first-year head coach Mel Tucker has his team looking for answers.
We did something interesting yesterday. You know, it's a short week, so you know, normally on a short week, we have to you know, we walk through on Sunday, but instead of doing that, we decided to watch the review of the game as an entire team, which is, I've done that before, you know, defensively. I would do that on a routine basis where the entire defense watches, you know, the entire, the whole game. But what we did is we put the whole squad in together in one room, and we watched a continuous copy, offense, defense, and special teams. And we did that because I wanted everyone to see what everyone was doing and what the issues were in the game. You know, see what whatever problems we had or whatever we did well, you know, and then just kind of see how we have to complement each other, you know, offense, defense, special teams, everything works together. And, you know, it took about 2.5 hours to get through it, you know, but all the coaches were coaching through their positions so everyone could hear what the other guy's supposed to do. And so then I asked him today after practice, you know, what did you get out of that? And it was interesting to hear what some guys said. And but in a nutshell, you know, the guys were saying, you know, everybody's got to do their job.
Despite three straight losses and a very tough meeting with USC on the horizon, junior safety Darian Rakestraw's not losing confidence.
I mean, I got a lot of trust in our coaches, especially Tuck. You know, he's been here. He's been at a lot of places. He knows exactly what he wants from this program. He knows how to get it there. So, you know, I listen to everything that he tells me to do, and you know, I just try to focus on it and really just try to improve my game.
USC is undefeated at home this season, but looking for its first road victory of 2019. Trojans are 0-3 away from Los Angeles. For more on the Buffs prep for the Trojans, check out Neil Wells' coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. So a short week for the Buffaloes this week. CU hosting USC Friday night under the lights at Folsom Field. Our coverage begins at 5 p.m. Mountain Time with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show, followed by the kickoff with Coach Gary Barnett, former Buff Jeff Campbell, and yours truly at 7 on the Colorado Football Network and in Denver on 850 KOA. By the way, Thursday, over the lunch hour, we've got another Buffs prime time for the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder from 12:30 to 1:30. We'll be joined by the head coach, Mel Tucker, assistant coach, Darian Hagan, and kicker, James Stefano. The show airs Thursday night at 7 o'clock on the Colorado Football Network. The Associated Press releasing its men's college basketball preseason poll yesterday, and the Colorado Buffaloes receive votes, checking in at number 27. The Buffs host Pomona Pitzer Saturday night at the Event Center for an exhibition game. Colorado Soccer closes out its home slate with a pair of matches this week. The Buffs will start versus number 2 Stanford on Thursday, then host Cal for Senior Day, and Ralphie's going to run to wrap up the week on Sunday at Prentice Field. And volleyball, the Buffs return home and look to continue an upward trend against Washington and Washington State. Colorado takes on Wazoo Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Event Center, and then returns against Washington Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.